Today is the International Day of the Girl, a day to recognise globally the significant issues girls face. Many girls in both developing and developed countries face adversity and hardship that include really basic needs and rights, such as access to education, sexual rights, and menstrual hygiene products. Leanne Muffett is chair of Adelaide's International Day of the Girl Organising Committee. She says these factors can really impact on a girl's future opportunity.
Because they don't have access to menstrual products, have to forego up to approximately a quarter of their time at school. And this obviously has a multiplier effect for their capacity then to enter into the workplace and to earn their own living, have their own economic independence. So there's this huge flow-on effect that happens because of these very kind of basic needs being denied to a lot of the girls.
International Day of the Girl events are happening all around the world. What difference does it make to bring that attention and engage corporate people and people from education and others to really face the issue and take part?
Inherent in raising this issue are notions of right to personal safety, economic security, the meaningful participation that girls and women can have in society. We know from experience that quite often policymakers and planners don't necessarily include people in their dialogue and discussions when they are making those policies and determining the planning outcomes. So really fundamental things like letting people know that girls and women want to be part of that decision-making process comes into this.
This year's theme is looking at skilling up and getting more girls into the workforce. How important is that?
Incredibly important. We know from many studies that women on boards has a profound effect on the capacity for an organisation to look more responsibly at social needs and look at the collective needs around ecology and the environment. So that's a really neat example of how women in positions of power can influence a bigger, more holistic agenda. We also know currently in the workplace that many women end up with less take-home wage at the end of the week in a full-time capacity, despite the fact that they make up approximately 45 to 50% of all employees in Australia.
Leanne Muffett, chair of the Adelaide International Day of the Girl Organising Committee. Education is often key to successful employment, and charity The Smith Family has many programs engaging young people in accessing schooling, TAFE and university. Their Girls to the Centre program supports Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander girls through their education. Anton Leshen is General Manager of the Smith Family in Victoria. He says one of the most valuable parts of the program is seeing girls return to their communities and become mentors and role models for others.
That contribution to community goes to the heart of Girls at the Centre, because it's brilliant to see that there's a range of programs out there targeting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young men. But when we were looking at Girls at the Centre, there was a gap. And we know that not only is it part of our mission to help young women grow up and fulfil their future, but we know that they're really significant contributors to family and community life. So when we partner with community, with Girls at the Centre, not only are we helping girls get on with their life, but we're helping their communities get on as well.
Role modelling is such an important thing. So for young children in those communities, seeing older women who have gone through and done that and can show them a new way of doing things, is that one of the core values of it?
It is. And it's exciting to contribute to, let's call it, that critical mass of people growing up and finding their futures and sometimes unintentionally becoming role models for little brothers, little sisters, family members and other community members. So it's part of Girls at the Centre to have lunch with the bunch and inspiring curry dinners. And in those two separate activities, the young girls in secondary school get to meet with local or out-of-town leading Aboriginal women. They get to hear their stories. You know, it's all teenagers and young people tend to think that you become the boss. You get that big job when you're 30 years old, and what needs to be discovered is that careers and pathways are complicated. Sometimes they're lucky, sometimes they're hard won, but they're a zigzag and they're a stepping stone, and And when the young girls get to listen to these women who might have done nursing and then practiced as a midwife and then did psych nursing and then ended up a ward sister and then ended up in charge of a department and then maybe went and ran a community service or continue to contribute to the local co-op. I'm not talking about creating superstars here. I'm just saying that these are the futures that have potential. And when young girls get to listen to women who have walked paths before them, then they can begin to realise that staying at school, listening to elders, getting focused on a brighter future, it's all possible and it can pay off.
Anton Leschen, General Manager of the Smith Family in Victoria, ending that report.